we'd think about some important things that would appeal in our particular territories around Des Moines, and we'd write a sales talk. And by the end of the day, we'd have the preliminaries in the morning. By noon, we'd have lunch, and after lunch, we'd have this talk written. We take a lot. It's never supposed to be too long. And we'd see if we would encompass all the points in salesmanship in our essay. And we talk about it. And when we had this deal on huskies, I thought about the old custom in Louisiana. I brought in lagniappe because lagniappe is a foreign word. One trick in sales is to attract attention, you see. You tell a fellow something kind of mysterious like, it gets his attention, and he'll ask questions about it, and you talk about it. And if he lets you talk, then you're going to sell him if he doesn't watch out. They had this contest on, I don't think it was national, I think it was about three districts that had it. And they were offering a prize for the best talk, and I got a $25 bonus for it, for my sales talk on lagniappe.
Yeah. Now, y'all sort of ran the gamut, didn't you, when your father was in, you were kind of ran a general store for a while.
You see, the community in those days was made up of some foremen, very little foremen, because like I told you before, the land is not too good for farming. But we had trappers, we had
did you do any
fishermen, we had tradesmen who were carpenters and woods workers and painters, and we had to have everything that the community needed, because when I was a boy, the only transportation to New Orleans was the railroad, the train. And if you wanted to go to New Orleans in an automobile, you had to take about an 8-mile ferry ride on a not too reliable type ferry. So not too many ventured to make it a often taken trip, you know. It wouldn't take it too often. So you had to have just about everything that the community needed. And there's still a lot of, you know, some of the old timers. If you had a regular customer, he wouldn't buy anything he needed unless he bought it from you. If you didn't have it at that time, they weren't like today where they wanted it yesterday, and if they don't get it today, they won't wait till tomorrow. It wasn't like that in those days. They would be patient. They said, "Mr. Mayor, I need this. Would you get it for me?" "Oh yeah, we don't have it, but I'm sure I can find it." And you look through your available sources, you know. Maybe you had to order it from St. Louis or maybe from the East Coast or somewhere, but you got it for your customer, you know, and you served in that way. And so, like I said, there were lots of people, you know, they just had a loyalty to their merchants, you know, and the merchant in turn to their customer. They'd do just go to a lot of lengths to keep him satisfied with everything he needed. So we stocked as much inventory as we could afford, and shoes, dry goods, notions, farm implements, and hardware.